What I discovered about man is that if he's not part of those who cause change, he'll be changed. A normal average man gets changed and he doesn't know it. His culture, his life, his way of interaction, socializing. It changes right in front of him and he doesn't know. A normal man is a Christian believer who hears the word but does not know the word. Always learning, never coming to the understanding of scriptures. So I began to look more intently at the word. I'm looking with a eyes that is different from what I was taught with, because words create eyes. Every time that God would appear to the prophet, he would say, "Son of man, what do you see?" In other words, those things exist before, he couldn't just see. So in life, what mentorship does, what leadership does, is that it shows us what is visible. So I've been thinking, and I thought about my approach to the word this morning. I just want to gist with you, if that's okay. I'm tired of 15 years now of preaching and speaking the word and knowing that people do not actually do what the word says. And we wonder why we don't see the result of the word. Because you see, for many years now, I believe every word that is written in this Bible. I believe it. I have no doubt in it, but I don't believe the interpretation that we got. Because the word of God, they are yea and they are amen. And it doesn't matter how many people look successful without the word. They are not successful. It is the word. This book of the law, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In it you will meditate day and night. You should know by now. In it you will meditate day and night, so that you can observe to do all that is written in it. So those who are changing the word right now are thinkers who know a word. Somebody open their eyes to a possibility. But this morning I want to show you three ingredients of impact. What makes up impact? I discovered that life is, it is never about how much ambition you have or how successful you want to be. I think even if you don't want to be successful, there are certain things that you will keep doing, and the end result of it is just success. Good success. It is the habit rather than the desire. The desire is okay. But I've seen too many people who desire to be rich, who desire to have, but they lack the habit and the attributes. I've clocked out these things work now. Well, you know, each time I'll say I've clocked it. It means I've improved on what I used to know. Why? Because you keep keenly observing people. And let me say this, because I'm just gisting with you. I see many of you, and I know why, day and night. I know why this guy, if he doesn't succeed, I know why he won't. Can I tell him? No. Can I tell her? No, because if she's not hearing me from the pulpit, she won't hear me on the dinner table either. I see it. I can't overemphasize some of the things that I've said. But let's look at this. We're going to go to Abraham. First, what makes a person great? Let me use the word great, or causes impact. As a child, as a teenager, I think I posted that this morning, I named my library Impact. I think I just didn't see big cars or what success people have, because I was so consumed with what matters. I need to reemphasize to you that whatever you qualify as success, or the proof of success, or the fruit of success, they are actually the result of habits. So if I read today, it's not today. I've had a library I shared a room with my brother. So we never had the concept of having your own room. There's an average, like your own room for what? So that you can do what? And so, but I have my little cupboard, we call it. That was my library. My cupboard was my library. And I signed on every book. And I called it Impact Library. And I had many books because I was hungry for something. I'm not saying you should do the same. I'm just saying that there are certain things. They are habits. So I looked keenly. I'm looking back 15, 20, 25 years and thinking, okay, what are these habits? So I decided this morning, I'm not going to preach to you or to you. I'm just going to come talk and we're just going to gist. Let me know if that's okay. I need you gisting with me. I think the vision is clearer now. God used the church as an entry point for us into something. It's not bigger than the church. The church is still the biggest institution on earth. But an entry point into reaching somewhere. And please don't get it twisted. If in this house you're a pastor, if you're called a pastor, your fruit must be the same. Don't get this twisted. It's still the word. Well, but you know, there are some things that I will do, but if PT knows and doesn't correct me, it means it's right. It's not right. It doesn't make it right. It's just that I can't be bothered anymore. I've moved on. Because I think one of the deceits we got in pastoring is that if someone refuses to move on into higher dimension of God's call, you stay there with them. No, I've moved on. Because at every moving point, there are people who are ready to understand you at that point. It's simple, guys. So it's not, oh boy, it doesn't correct this. No, it's just moved on. Meaning that when you move on, certain things don't affect you anymore. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? So you don't need to feel bad about that. Just go back to what is supposed to be done and do it. Impact, to have impact. I need the word impact. What does it mean in dictionary? Also, I realize that it doesn't matter where you are right now, where you're born, the color of your skin, how you feel, how you don't feel. If you feel fear or depression or inadequacies, but you will practice certain action and attributes, no matter how you feel, you will still have certain results. We have in the past responded to people's feelings. And someone said, well, if you can just help me with money, I'll be so successful. We helped them with money, but they were not successful. At every junction in life, people will feel this is what they need in order to become this. But let me show you these few things from observation, but ultimately from the word. In case you belong to the generation that I'm sent to, it's simple. Who am I sent to? Take people from the downtrodden areas or social cultural group and make them world class leaders. From finance to banking, from banking to law, from law to entrepreneurship, from entrepreneurship to academics, every area people will not think much of. That's what I'm called to do, because that's the true test of the anointing. And in case you're looking for an example of that, look at David in the backside of the desert. Simple. Those who were in distress, those who were discontented, those who were in debt. David turned these men into mighty men of war, and they reigned in the kingdom with David. They fought so many battles, and they were sons of nobodies. And the reason why they were sons of nobodies is that God wanted them to start a family line. I want you to remember this always. This is actually, or most probably, the biggest truth you will hear from me. I want you to hear me. If you're in the nation family, God built you for a generation. This work won't fail. You may, not me. But listen to this, that's just footnote to that truth. Therefore, if you're in the nation family and you don't experience the blessing, the resources of God, like you should, like God will give you or wants to give you, how do you know God wants to bless you financially? Look at the vision of the family he brought you into. But if you don't get there, God told me to tell you this. Money does not unify, it causes division. Money is not a unification tool, it causes division, it makes people fight each other. Look at yourselves, you know, you're already, you know why you don't agree with so and so, but when you didn't have, oh my God. So if God puts a cap on where you're going. It's because it's saying that your personal dream and ambition could not have taken you to where you are today. And if blessing you means things will be divided, I'd rather not bless you. If blessing you means that you will have your own little group, God says, no way. If blessing connect means that connect us things differently from power base, well, God says, you know what? I'll keep you where you are. And how do we break that barrier? We unify at all costs. He says, I don't talk to him anymore. I'm not feeling him because he cheated me or my friend. I'm not there. Money does not bring unity. It brings division. Now, what does that then mean for us? It means that those of us who will break the barrier will be determined to be unified because of one cause. It is not because we got it right or she gets it right. It's because out of 6 point something billion people in the world, God chose this person to be my co-pastor. God chose this person to be my co-choir person. So I'm not unifying for the sake of a good church. I'm unifying for my sake. I'm unifying because I don't want to be stopped in life because there is something. Can two walk together except they agree? I love that scripture because what it's saying in other words is they agreed on a vision. The vision is what keeps them together. It is not their feeling. It is not their shortcoming. God removed people from this house because the vision is bigger than division. A normal human being will stay divided because what causes division is personal ambition. And God, who knows the heart, knows why you're not having a million, a billion yet. He knows the heart. He knows that you see this one. I saw a church where I came from, and a businessman actually destroyed that church completely because he had money. He didn't like the way pastors spoke until that church was ruined, because the Bible says money answers all things. It has so much power. But when God's purpose is more superior, it would rather stop. And so God told me to tell you that if he's going to bless you, find a unifying force, Pastor. Dami mentioned this on Sunday. The yoke is on the neck of us together. The nation family. Can I tell you what I clocked? You see, anyway, let me leave that. Are you ready with Abraham? Well, we're looking for Abraham. Number one ingredient for impact is righteousness. Write it down. You are going to read the meaning of impact, right? So let's start from that. Please don't run off because you've heard righteousness now. What you heard was, I don't drink. I said that on Sunday. Please calm down. Talk to me.
The force of impression of one thing on another.
Say it again.
The force of impression of one thing on another.
So if you've not become one thing, you can't impress another. Are you listening to me? They... force, talk to me now.
Of impression of one thing on another.
And that it's a thing, so it doesn't matter if it is negative or positive. So people without gathering 2,000, 10,000 people in the church, they have more impact on our young people than our pastors, because it's the force of impression of one thing or on another. So you see, our goals in life are different. Someone to be popular, someone to have impression, and somehow the world subtly, without us knowing, have impression on the way we look. So guess what happens to our generation? When our children grow, someone chooses the way they dress, the way they speak, what they watch. Guess how many talents was in the church? But all these talents were caged in the church. Yes, we had children's school, but nobody wrote children's book. And when they wrote it, they wrote Christian children's book. What the hell is children's Christian book? No, it is the world. God loved the world. He didn't die for Christians. He died for the world. So what these guys do, if it is the LGBTQ, A, B, and Z agenda, you know what they do? They don't start with LGBTQ or whatever. They just tell a story. And over time, little by little, they begin to tilt that story. What happens to Christians and black people who were too much in a rush? We wanted to be successful and drive the next big car. Nobody sat on the grinding stone and marked, instead of looking for money, marked for impact. Looking at how to change the mindset of people is the biggest form of money. So I'm not surprised that Jay-Z can buy everything he's buying now, and I love it, but the takeover still is that it will be a Jesus thing now. So don't get it twisted, we're not trying to be Jay-Z, even though we admire what he's done, but for us it's about Jesus, right? But we have to learn. The Bible says, therefore be as wise. It said, for the children of this world are more shrewd. And above kingdom people, by the time you want to speak two sentences, they want you to call Jesus. So if you don't dress like the pastor that they met, they say, he doesn't even dress like a pastor. Please, please, when the pastors have dress code in Jesus' ministry. The Bible, imagine the Bible saying it gave some to be pastors, some apostles, that they may wear tie and suit. When you say he doesn't dress like a pastor, tell me the dress code of pastors according to the Bible. But he did give them a dress code. He said, go ye into all the world. And Paul later told us the dress code. He said, for the Jews, I became a Jew. So the Gentiles, I became a Gentile. That is the dress code. The dress code is chameleonic in nature. It's a chameleon's cloth. So if it turns white, look at your mind. No, I said I'm just going to gist with you right now, right? So let me recalibrate. Let me look at your mind. The moment your mind says something, body language is the easiest to read if you're a thinker. 15 years of listening to people every day. You should know that if someone is talking to me, I can know what are you thinking? Look at your mind. It dresses. It takes on whatever is programming your mind right now. Whatever you're listening to, whatever. And the loudest music is in your head without drums. And then the body begins to dance to that music, even though you will conform to whatever is in front of you. If it is pity, you'll conform to what he's saying. And in your head, you've just told him what you think you're thinking. But in my head, I'm thinking what you're thinking. And I'm thinking if to think the way you're thinking and speak to you the way you're thinking, or to think the way I'm thinking and not speak to you the way you're thinking. Okay, but let's go back to this now. So he said, look at that girl. She's so lost. She's singing praises, but she's lost. She's worshiping, but you see, she's lost. Why is she lost? Nothing is going on in her life, but in her mind is a whole world. In that mind, there is so much going on. So we can see your dress. I don't care about your worship. Your mind is what God responds to. But the problem with that, the real problem is that it doesn't matter if you have people you're helping out, you have young girls and young guys you're helping out, you cannot make impression on them. They will listen to you for a while, but you don't have the force of impression of one thing on another. A person who has the force of impression of one thing or another is first a person who has sought out the issue of righteousness. Did we finish the interpretation or the meaning?
The power to bring about a result on another.
Did you understand that? That's so winning, right? The power to bring about a result. So look, the lowest form of evangelism is when we went to the street, and it's fine. Invite people, then they come to church the next day. But and some of them came into the church through that, some of them faded away. Why? Because the leaders who brought them in have not become something that can impact someone else. Now that doesn't mean don't go back to them. It just means that you've grown now, right? And so what your mind keeps doing to you is to make you a non-entity. Who therefore is a righteous man? A person that has believed. Righteousness is not first of all your action. Righteousness means right standing with God. So if you will bring impact, it means that you are in tune with what God is doing on the earth at a time. It is not action. It is not what you do or what you don't do. We grew up in church, people telling us to be righteous, and they interpreted it as do not drink. I said this over and over on Wednesday or Thursday. They interpreted it for us. They turned righteousness to do's and don't. But God says it doesn't matter if you do right. If you are not in alignment with me, what is the use? Imagine 10,000 good men in the area where 10,000 young people are dying weekly. And these good men cannot do anything to change. Of what use is that to change in society? Of what use is a good man who does not womanize, and you shouldn't? Of what use is he if people are still dying around him? Righteousness is alignment with God. Look at Abraham. And Abraham believed God. Well, I have to go back to Thursday because I think I need to emphasize this more, and I'll stop soon. And it was accounted to him. In other words, it's not his action. It is his state of mind. And so you are doing all the right things. You sing, you worship, you give. But you see, the state of mind is unbelief. It is not in alignment with God. So you begin to wonder why it's not moving in your life. It's saying, I'm not impressed. Not impressed by your giving. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed by your singing. I'm not impressed. I'm impressed by your state of mind. Do you believe? Because a believer is a person who believes that regardless of what is happening in their everyday life, their soul has anchored something. And what their soul anchored is unchangeable. Look at Abraham. In Abraham's mind, nothing should be going on in his life. No child, but he had the promise of God. And Abraham was on this mission. Abraham is going to change the world. The belief system of Abraham is mental. It's like a man that is tapped. You are going to bless the whole earth. You are on a journey to nowhere. You left certainty for uncertainty. And you should be looking at your age. Again, I'm talking to sisters now, right? Sisters who have been indoctrinated by a strange culture that at a certain age you should have married and you should have done this, but whoever is indoctrinating you is still not who you want to be. And someone said there's so many people who, some people that have said this and that about Spark Nation on internet, I said, yeah, everyone that wants to be like them should listen to them. Look at them. If you were where you need to be, would you make any of those guys your houseboy? It's a question. Let's be real now. If those people were in the nation, and let me just say this for those who are texting me saying, well, you know, you are dad, even though I left. Let me just say this to you, because and they say, I listen to SoundCloud and I'm using that word. Look, let me be honest with you. When I see you, I don't know if you were here or you left. When you send the message, I get it. So there is nothing like, please forgive me, because you never offended, because I never knew you. If I were you, I would be more focused on becoming important in life, which the way you're doing it, you won't. It's not gonna happen. You can't take my word without the Spirit. It doesn't work that way. The world is going to get tougher. So let me just be honest with you and forget about left or no left. From day one, I understood followership. Before God gave us, call it, before 2016 was already pastoring hundreds of young people. Long before 2016, I knew what money was. I even had more before then. So let's be real now, guys. So it's not about you. You were indoctrinated. You believe that church grows on you. No, church grows on the visionary. The more I grew, the more the church grew. So what happened is we outgrew you. You've got to find an excuse when you can't meet us. So there is no division here. So be clear about this. What is here is a passion for a generation. So I knew discipleship and I knew And I said this in interview, I'm prepared for what they even call betrayal. I'm ready. You know why? I found the recipe that works for people. Even those who are successful, that seemingly, no, not those, maybe one, are very successful that used to follow us around. They're in their world, I'm in my world. I don't need what they have. Because what I'm building is what they will eventually need. So that's the fact. And God is not going to allow them to be involved in this building, because otherwise the recipe would be tainted. You know what tainted means? That's not made bad. That's just, you will not be able to practice something. Imagine if celebrities came in 2016 to endorse you. You don't know anymore the reality, the realness of your own recipe, because it's mixed up. And God wants this to be tested and used as a recipe for leadership, not just making money. I'm not an entertainer. I've never been lucky, guys. Never. Yeah. So let's. Can I tell you truth today, guys? I've never been lucky. Nobody has ever helped me. It's never been a situation of, oh, wow, so you got luck. No, because 100,000 people can audition for music and they pick one person. The time works already. It's black, it's this and that. That's luck, right? Even though it's high luck, and that's great. But do you get lucky to break through as a pastor? I'm getting lucky. People don't want to hear preaching. People don't want to see pastor. You don't audition to be a pastor. Nothing like that happens. So God needed that recipe. We've never knocked the door of someone to say, endorse us or let's be seen together. Never. Why? Because it would taint that recipe. Why is that? Because I understand righteousness. So I want to round up. I need a sign of 15 more minutes and I'll stop. I've got three things for you. Maybe we'll do two today. Righteousness. A man and a woman. Did we read the scripture? Please read it, please.
And he believed in the Lord.
This mic is not sounding right at all. We're back to this complaint thing. But it's fine.
And he believed in the Lord.
Where are you reading from?
Genesis 15 verse 6.
Start from verse 4, please.
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one will come from your own body.
This is ludicrous. Crazy. God speaking to a barren man and saying, look, you're going to be the greatest. Simple. Let's just put it at that. No sign other than God's word. God's word comes to us, family, nation, family today, and says that in order for people from your kind of background or your kind of desire to become great in life, they will need you to create a culture. So whereas there is gang culture, you cannot bring them into church that is the culture of the white man, because they will not accept it. The church we met is white man's culture. He arranged it for us from the opening prayer to the last prayer, and we took it hook, line, sinker. We did not question it. We dressed like him. We drank tea like him. It became the zenith of our success. His approval became our success. You know, our success is his approval. The white man says you are successful because you are a doctor. He issues out certificate for you. The curriculum they use in Africa was imported from here. So he impacts our lives. And when Jesus came, he came to preach freedom. This is new success. But the white man interpreted it for us and told us what Paul was trying to say. So we grew up using Bible interpretation. We used to call it concordance. There was one that was called Dex Annotated. Dex actually believes, he wrote the Annotated Bible. Dex, we use it for interpretation. Dex actually truly believes that no black person will enter heaven. Vocal. His interpretation, they are amazing. But he actually believes you're not going to be there. And so, I know he's dead now, but wherever you are, I'm sure you've met some few black people. But let me not go into that, because now you'll think it's Black Lives Matter stuff. Righteousness is believing a state of the unusual. Write that down if you will. Righteousness is believing a state of the unusual as your state. You know, when they say, what's your state of origin? Your state of unusual is your own state, and that's the nation. No, they didn't hear me. I think that was too deep, right? So you are the leader of a state. You own a state. Do you see Jesus' reward? He said, he that overcometh, I will give. So your current state is a state itself. In other words, I'm saying that it doesn't need to change. It is in alignment. So when a country, a federation is created, every state has its own peculiarity. Let me use Nigeria as example. You have state that belongs to, they call it the East, Igbos, Yorubas, da da da. A state, wherever you are now, Abraham's state is a state of being. That his so-called barrenness is a nation. His situation actually is a nation. Don't change that nation, because those who are believe, those who have faith will become ears of Abraham. Did you understand that? Everything that a black man has gone through is a state. It's a nation. So when we begin to build, every persecution that the nation family has gone through is a state. You dare don't touch that, because under that nation, many people will be attracted to you. And that's what makes you a nation. One of your brothers, maybe your brother texts me and said, I need your help to talk to so-so-so. You know what he has done? He's no longer in the nation. So he's gone to a business, and someone looked at him and said, are you one of those Park Nation people? Guess what the brother did? He said, oh, no, I've left. I'm not there anymore. He said, oh, I would have done this with you because I need to get into them. He said, I'm actually still there in a way, but he said, nah. Foolish boy. I said, you should have just said, what, at least squeeze him a little bit. This state, for your ways are different from my ways. Do you have that scripture? As far as the heavens are above the earth, so everyone will have a plan to greatness. But God says the number one ingredient is righteousness. And Abraham, we didn't even finish Abraham. Let's finish it.
And behold,
Abraham created a nation. What God was doing with Abraham is testify can lead a nation. So his persecution and delay was to create a state for him. So righteousness is believing the unusual state. So when God calls him out of his father's house, he calls him into something that is different. Eyes have not seen this. Meaning, how can you say that you're going to be the father of all nations without having a single child? It's a state.
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir.
God told me to tell you, every nation starts with a word. Not money, not capital, not connections, not people. Word, 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 word. How can Night Shield create £1 billion, £1 billion, $10 billion company? Word, 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 word. Word creates nations. The coming together of the fathers of the nation of America is a word. Have you seen what they will call Fifth Amendment? This amendment, it is word. Like three people, four people who just believe in each other came together to enact a new culture. Oh my God. And 300 years later or so, that became the greatest nation in the world. How did Nigeria start? There is oil here. There is river there. River Niger. You merge Niger and Nigeria, Niger area. Rubbish. This nation started with a word. three people, if two of you shall agree concerning touching a thing, God proved that in the nations of the world, the most powerful nations in the world crushed England on their head. Are you listening to me? Why? Because they came together with what they call constitution. What would happen if power base agrees with connect? If connect agrees with elite? If elite agrees with COD? If COD agrees with pulse? And they draft a constitution, a policy. If two of you shall agree concerning touching a matter, agreement will break the old of poverty. So if you like, go marry a woman because she's pretty. Hope to be successful and great in life, but you have a Jezebel by your side. You're finished. Even when you divorce, you are still... This word, a state of being so, my daily movement agrees with what I've believed in my heart. That's righteousness. Not going back to parent, talking about you didn't do this, and I just feel pressure because of what they hear. Let me tell you something. Eventually, you will yield in. Because you must to create that family back. And Satan says, if you keep preaching this freedom message, everybody will be free. I can assure you, Satan, everybody won't be. Look at this state. Your particular story now is a state. You have heirs. You have people who are going to come into your state of being. We call it lines before. We call it families before. So don't change your state, because what would happen is that you will go and be in servitude in another person's state. Read this scripture. This will turn off soon.
And behold.
Okay.
The word of the Lord came to him saying.
Saying what?
This one shall not be your heir.
Did you see the creation of a country? So that's why I need to continue to emphasize to you, nation family, that this is still about the word of God. If the word is not enlightening us, we're in trouble. The moment we stop and become just a movement without word, we become the state of another person. And the white man will regulate us and tell us how things are done. Talk to me.
But one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
It will come from your story. It will come from your pain. It will come from your labor. One will come from your own body. It will continue what I want to start, and he has no child. Is that not where we begin to doubt the word? And when we doubt the word, is to get out of righteousness. So a person who is out of righteousness can still go to church and say, I don't behave like those stagnation people. It wasn't looking for your habits. No. He wasn't looking for your human habit, your human accredited good habit. He wasn't looking for it. God is looking for servants on earth, son servants. People who can help his agenda. People who can have impact. That's what God is looking for, not another good man. Jesus actually made that clear. When someone ran after Jesus and said, good master. And Jesus said, there's nobody good except that which is God. In other words, he was saying, do you recognize me as God? In other words, what makes me good is I'm in alignment with what God wants. It is not all the written things that men gave us. So I repeat, let me sound clear today. I repeat that it doesn't matter what good you do. It doesn't make you good. It is what good is doing. Alignment with heaven is righteousness. Talk to me. I want to stop this.
Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able.
I told you that's the difference between ambition and vision. Ambition is human will. Vision is God shown. God was the one that told him, if we had time, we would have gone back to Lot. Lot lifted up his eyes and he saw beautiful things, right? Abraham, on the other hand, was commanded by God to look. Those are two different things. Man can begin to look because you feed on Instagram and social media and you say, one day I'm going to have this kind of clothes. I'm going to drive this kind of car. You will. So let me not knock out what motivational speakers say. You will. But guess what? You won't still be successful. You will be the great musician or whatever the world will be clapping, but you will be alone. Because you see, with the success of the world, you can't even know your family with it. No, it's alone because everybody can cause you harm. Talk to me.
Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
And he believed. So what counted as righteousness? That Abraham does not steal no more, you shouldn't. That he does not drink no more. No, he believed. So what about a person who has all the good behavior and doesn't believe? He's not righteous. Based on one word, God gives him a guarantee for the future, and he gives this guarantee to a man in a state of barrenness. He said, because you believe, you will have impact. Why would I ask you to believe if there's no reason to doubt? Why would I ask you to be strong if there's no reason to be weak? If you have money in your hand, why am I promising you riches? He promised riches because he had no money. He promised children because he had none. Because he wanted him to be aligned with a state that is not usual. It is called righteousness. So God is still in search for young people who believe what they can't see. Have you seen men and women who look promising? God said, I didn't promise them anything. Why did he not promise them anything? Because they are promising already. Why promise someone that looks promising? And God raised you as a nation to take out people that don't look promising. But you begin to teach them the promises of God, and they begin to learn scriptures like the promises of God in Christ Jesus. They are yea and amen. That's the promise of God. So if God says, I'm not in a rush. In the name of Jesus, that's not a statement of spirituality. I'm saying for who. So when I say in Jesus' name, I'm saying for who. Not, oh, in Jesus' name, demons will start shaking. Please hold that thought and keep chasing your own demons. In the name of Jesus, everything that the world seems to be buying now, in 5-6 years time, the nation family will be buying everything back. Because even though Jay-Z will buy a school, eventually it will need you to run it. Because you know heart. There's no need to rush. There's no need to meet anyone in a hurry. Sometimes you have to meet people when they are older. Because when you get older, things get more quiet. He believed God. Now, I've given you a word now. Those who believe, there are those who will say, well, you know, wow, is that possible? No. Those who believe become righteous. God begins to map their way into that happening because they believe. I can't get to the second. But God told me to tell you this. For those who believe, God has a path marked for you. Daniel's faith was the chain in his hand. This guy was being led into destiny. It's a state of being Daniel. So Daniel became a nation. What do you call Daniel's nation? Daniel nation. Why do we call it Spark Nation? Because it's a state of being. You didn't understand that. It is Daniel nation. So everyone trying to be Spark Nation now changing their name to nation, nation, nation. You're not a nation until you have a particular state. You have a peculiar situation. It has to first be accredited as an enigma. Because you will not understand why Joseph had this calm. You can't look at Joseph in prison and say Joseph looks promising. But he has a word. And because of that word, when temptation came, he said, I can't do this and sin against God. God was mapping his track in life. It's not promising. He was a prisoner. Accused of rape. never got vindicated of rape one day, because God's vindication is turning you to a nation. It is not saying, oh, he didn't do it. God does not come back to answer, he didn't do it. No, so I clocked it. Our response to every allegation is progress. You just fire something else out. You just do another thing as God blesses you. It is not response to media about you, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. Even if you did, you begin to answer the world based on what you have believed. I wanted to tell you about courage as the number two for impact. Courage is why people stand up again even when they fall. Courage is actually what keeps you righteous. Yeah. Courage is why they lied against Joseph, but Joseph kept the word. But look at what you do. Any little thing, you've gone off track. You don't have courage to be righteous. You don't have courage to stand with God. You don't have courage to say, even if I trip, I'm going to stand again. But can I tell you something? Courage. Courage is why people repent, though. Non-courageous people don't repent. Non-courageous people don't pick up the phone and say, I missed it. Non-courageous people don't say, I was wrong. Non-courageous people don't say that, I've done this 10 times and I keep failing, help me. Non-courageous people are proud. They will not speak. It is not a state of ego. It's you lack courage. Courage makes us repent. Courage makes us fall on our knees. Just before I tell you the great things courage do, because what you know about courage is that it fights wars, it wins wars, it confronts. No, courage also makes us repent. A person that can confess their fault is courageous. Knowing that the other person may use it against you, but you are not afraid to speak because you have courage. If we lay that foundation, we will be able to get into the great work of courage. Courage is why I don't rush. Courage is why I know there is no star bigger than you and I in this star, in the sky right now. Courage. Courage is why people endure. Courage is why you don't look at what people say against you. You don't even see it. You have courage to know that public acceptance does not mean public domination. God is not looking for acceptance. He's looking to impact. Like Jay-Z, don't like Jay-Z, he's doing what he has to do, man. And you see how hypocritical the church is. The church is crazy, you know. But God will lead his church. They taught us to hate all those things and forsake all those things. Now, if Jay-Z or Beyonce even just mentioned Jesus, say, praise God! How? You could have made one Beyonce from your church. She was doing well. But you caged her in. Now, when unbelievers do something, now we say, wow. All of a sudden, these pastors, their kids have grown, and they want them to meet all these guys now. But you told us to leave them. You're tapped in the negative way. So we didn't know. Courage. Courage is what men, great men, courage is what formed America, you know, because it is both repentance and focus. Courage is why you know that even one person, you were going to read something, talk to me.
Courage.
Courage definition. I want to stop. Courage is what keeps you righteous. Courage is why you keep believing that you're not just giving, you're not wasting your money. Courage is why I give. Because I'm courageous that the money that I have now cannot take me to what God is saying. So I'm sure that God has a different plan other than what I have in my hands. Courage. Righteousness. Non-courageous people compromise. They compromise thinking that they've arrived. But what happens is that little thing became big in their eyes because their vision was so little. When does big little money become big in our eyes? When our vision reduces, when our eyes go dim. So we're not seeing the bigger picture anymore. Look around you today and tell me what is like the nation family. What brought us this far? People were telling me how a church will not grow if we're doing this. This will not happen. That will not happen. How we're not going to... People told me. I imagine after Sunday service, I had a meeting with the elders of the church. And the meeting was, if you keep giving this way, when you get married and you... da-da-da-da, you won't have anything because you have no plan for future. But Corey told me that, as they were talking, they all had cars I didn't have. Corey told me, you don't want to be like these guys though. So for me, when they stepped the hell out, I just said, you know what? I'm giving everything. Because they just taught me how they got to where they are, but that's courage. Talk to me, you were going to say.
The quality of mind which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness.
Did you hear that? It's the quality of the mind. That's what I want to focus on. It's the quality of the mind. So there are people wearing quality clothes, but remember that what makes that cloth expensive is the quality of the mind of the person that made LVMH. So why we pay 1,000 or 1,000 or whatever for the clothes we wear is the courage that kept those companies over the years believing the unbelievable, seeing the unseeable, hearing what people cannot hear, ability to grind away at something when everybody is having fun and looks great from restaurant to restaurant around, and you should have fun in summer, whatever. But the thing is, there are those who have. So what I did then was, as all these churches were having big program and these guys were buying land and in their villages and all that, I just believed in training the three people with me, four people, just training, word. What do I use all my money for? We go dinner, Nando's, of course, or wherever, and we go eat and eat, talk. And I kept telling them, don't rush. I saw the church then even as the world. Like, I'm not just going to do what they do. As they were running from conference to conference, going to take picture with the next happening American preacher and say, and they will frame that picture in their offices. I sat down in Queens Road, Peckham, just grinding away. I had courage. I knew that there is something about this habit that produces something. I didn't even know City London exists. It's for those who know it. And sometimes I drove there to go and pay our landlord, but I just drove past. I didn't see good. I didn't see nothing. You see courage, right? When it aligns with what God is doing, what God wants me to tell you in this house is simple. Don't you know those who are trying to be rich, you're wasting your time. It's very simple. You get righteous, you know a vision, you give your life to it. There is no middle way. It's not I've given half of my life, or you know, it can't work. But even that, you can still be in the nation for that. But those who read that Corinth thing again.
The quality of mind.
It is the quality of mind
which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties.
You will encounter danger and difficulty. So when you say, oh, because we spent this, there's so many people chasing me, you encounter it with firmness. It is cause, not effect. It is why I did, not what I did. It is courage because I believe. So the greatest losers in life are those who took courage and did something for a cause and backtracked to now go where? Because if I've been courageous to this point with something, I'm finishing it. And the way I think about life is quite different from others. I'm not, let me tell you, the most painful thing in, no, let me leave it. It's courage. People never get out of depression because they cannot just have the quality of the mind. So I know you have quality clothes, but do you have quality mind? Quality makeup, quality beautiful face. Maybe even quality certificate, but I've met professors without quality mind. Their mind is not quality. Yeah. So my own life is just about aligning. And so sometimes God takes me through a route that I didn't even know exists. So I don't have calculation for the future, just like I don't have calculation for today. I didn't know today was coming. Just kept doing something. And I had courage not to be like others. I'm meeting my friends now, apart from the church ones. I'm meeting those who didn't choose church, but chose a certain lifestyle. You know, they get money through whatever they do. And I'm not condemning no one. I'm just saying that. I'm meeting them back now. I'm saying, so after all these years, this is where you still are. Courage to be different. But that difference is not based on I want to prove that I'm more holy. No, it's just based on there's a call of God over my life, and that call has created a state of being for me. So we can have the same money. You can have 100k and I have, but you know what I do with it is different because of a cause, which is the number three. I won't go into that. Righteous people. God is asking you, Spark Nation, right now, fear nothing. Nation family, fear nothing, fear no one. If a celebrity loves you, it's because God has put you in their heart. If they don't, it's because God has destined their destruction. Do you understand that word mindset? I said, if they love you, it's because God puts you in their heart so that they can be blessed. If they don't, it's because God has destined for you to take over them. There's no family in this thing, no. Guys. No. God's agenda is takeover. So he wants to raise you. And if you're watching me for the first time or the 100th time and you're looking for how to join, you know what we've been saying these days? People are stopping people on the street and say, how do I join this movement? And honestly, we don't know how. I say, how do I even join you? I'm thinking, what are we going to do now? Like, how though? So if you're just go to one of the family houses on the internet. I don't know what God wants to do next, but I know there's going to be a new way. There is already a new way, which we've been pioneering for a while, of churching. I mean, it's got to the point now where we fear nothing. Everyone that does one profession or the other, be godly, but be ruthless. There's no, you see the word, right? Sat on us for so long. We feared everything. You know, one of the things that happened to Christians, they say, I don't know if it is the will of God for me to do media or doctoring. God doesn't care. He's just looking for righteous people. And what he says is, whatever your hand finds to do, he said, do it to the best. Do it diligent, with all your diligence. Be righteous and be courageous. This guy has gone to the mountain for 7 days to pray for the job God wants him to do. 7 days, you could have been working and earning. For those silly 7 days, you've gone to waste. I just want to seek the heart of God for my life. I said, do you know there was no place in the Bible where the Bible says, if you pray, you will know the mind of God? No. The Bible, in fact, let me tell you the contrary. The Bible says, the sharper your mind gets, the more you will know the mind of God. And be not transformed to this world, but be renewed in your mind, that you may prove what is the perfect, acceptable will of God. It comes from the renewing of your mind. Simple. The more you embrace your state where you are now. So imagine in the Nation family, you still have a lady who is looking at another lady and thinking, why is she most acceptable? I mean, accepted. Everybody is around her. Da. If you're still like that, change. Let me just say that. That's the new PT. Even though I know you can't change. But change. I think, I round up with this. I think the world has entered a new phase. Quickly, let me say this. You don't know until about 5 years' time. People won't know. By you don't know, I mean, because I know your background, so you won't know. Those who will know, those whose probably their parents have been in a line before, they are billionaires and that. So they can tell their kids life is changed because they know the times. But from where we're coming from, we won't know. We just become victims. So God says, look, if you've not gotten to the top in what you do, now you know what God has called you to do. You know what God is calling you to do. Don't be carried away with fashion and what people are wearing. Now, wear the best you have. But remember that those are come to me things. So don't be carried away. What I expect is that if you find yourself in any of the local companies that the houses are, but I mean, one of the Spark Nation houses, you must know what the temperature of that house is, what they are trying to do financial wise, and you work at it like your life depends on it. And when you're working at something, you don't entertain stupid thoughts like, what if they don't recognize me later? It's our parents that thought like that. That's them and their own. Everybody to his own. Whatever experience they had, that's to their own. But right now, you've got to have the mindset of, let it even be successful first and let them forget me. Let's even see that first. Oh, build it. What are you saying? Don't forget this. Righteousness is go back home and check. Am I still righteous? I don't care what God has called you to do in the nation. It's the nation first. Go back to Thursday service. He has to create a group of people who agree, then it will bring more people who their agreement will benefit. Many people that will now come to the nation family, there will be people whose your agreement will bless. So all family head facing situation, facing with sternness, fearless, courageous. Most people you know in your life right now that are external will not be there in a few months. Either they hold you, you hold them, whatever the story is, it's gonna go away.